Blog Talk Radio.
A song for people. There's some for the world.
Revelations.
This is something for you. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah.
Dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason, why they want us not breathing.
Breathing.
Mama baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah.
He don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like a scissor.
It hurts.
Pray it from the Christian.
We need it.
If the mind was the ear,
uh-huh.
Then most of us are listening. Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose it.
Strive for perfection.
I do.
And try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
None. Each one teach.
Yeah.
One possibility is endless.
Success how you reach.
Reach.
Practice more patience.
Patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Don't process.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation.
Yeah.
They don't want me to live. I just wanna watch me fall.
Call for all the good
I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Yeah, what's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking plate? This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fate.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Death.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been blessed.
I've been blessed.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the Jackson
left. Jackson.
Until I'm put to rest. You see all these killings. Abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think.
So I think.
Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink.
And I drank.
Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real. And if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it. Regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha! Take heed to the revelation.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Lost of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right.
But all they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. It's Friday, February 18th, 2022. You know why I remember this date so well? Believe it or not, your man, the host, Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson, got married February 18th, 1984. A long, long, long time ago. Yes, indeed. February 18th, 1984. The man tied the knot for the first time. And actually, I gave it a good shot. 10 years off and on. Still friends to this day. I guess that's accomplishment in some people's books. Might be a failure in others. Who gives a damn? It's all in life lessons. You live and you learn. You struggle. You win some. You lose some. You deal with trials and tribulations, ups and downs, heartbreaks, heart falls. It's all part of the game we play called life. And like a wise man once told me, if you live your life right, that's all you need. Because you only get one life. You only get one shot. You only get one go round at this game. And everybody got a ticket. Everybody's ticket got an expiration date. So live your life every day like it's your last day. Spread love. Eliminate negativity. Add on. Build. Spread love. I just felt like saying that. Tonight, we have a really, really, really good show. I'm anticipating a really, really, really good show. It's kind of different in a lot of people's eyes. Well, I know a lot of people are going to feel like that because we're going to be talking about some things that some people try to act like don't exist. We're going to talk about some things that some people seem like don't touch their home, don't touch their family. We're going to talk about some things that people know are touching them, and if they turn a blind eye, or they turn a cheek, or they neglect to see, they really see. And I'm not blaming anybody for that. We talking about drugs tonight. Deadly drugs. We talking about the drug fentanyl and the drug K2. Now let me tell you something. I'm a 60s baby. So what I mean by that, Woodstock, Purple Haze, poppies. I'm from the they call that the sunny, well now it's something different, but it used to be called the Rainbow Coalition, but now they use that name for something else. But I'm from the time when marijuana, cocaine, mescaline, yellow jacks, black beauties, amphetamines, crystal methadone, opium, hashish, lamb spread. I'm from them days, the days of the 80s. Now you can ask me anything you want to ask me about the drugs from the 80s, and I should be able to give you a clear perception and make and bring understanding understood. But to the flip side to that, if you're talking about the drugs of today, to see Molly's, haze, fentanyl, K2, Kush. If you're talking about any of them drugs like that, I'm going to be the first one to stand up and raise my hand and tell you I don't know a damn thing about these new drugs. And I say that proudly and loudly. I don't know a damn thing about these new drugs that's out here. I don't know nothing about it. Like I said, now, if you ask me about something from the 80s, mescaline, angel dust, hash, and things of that nature, yellow jacks, black beauties, I could tell you everything about those drugs because those was from my era. But I can't tell you a damn thing about fentanyl. I can't tell you a damn thing about K2. I can't tell you a damn thing about ecstasy. I can't tell you a damn thing about mollies. Can't tell you a damn thing about lean. None of that new wave stuff from the new millennium, I cannot tell you nothing about it. And I'm not going to lie to you. I research a lot of shit. But I didn't even waste my time trying to research too much about these new wave drugs. I have no interest in it. I know I'm doing the show. I know I'm the host, and I know I should know. But ladies and gentlemen, that's why I got my guests coming through. I got a well-educated young lady coming through who is well-documented, many degrees, graduated, who can really fill us in and emphasize on K2 and fentanyl, someone who deals with people who are affected with the drug every day. I'm going to leave it up to her. And then I got another guest coming on after that, hopefully, who experienced the deadly effects of fentanyl, was brought back to life after a near-death experience, not once, but twice. And she's brave enough to come on the show and tell her experience. And I applaud her for that. And I respect her for that. And I respect Stacey K. Because these are topics and discussions and conversations and debates that we need to talk about because our children are living next door to it, rubbing elbows to it. Each and every day, I told people on this show before, I started sniffing cocaine at 14 years old. 14. All I was in love with was ice cream and baseball. And a friend of mine called me to his house. I don't know why. My best friend called me to his house, and him and his older sister, that was 5 years older than him, they introduced me to cocaine. And I wind up sniffing cocaine for 6 years. So hopefully some of the knowledge that you gain tonight, hopefully it hits home. Hopefully, because everybody have a family member or a friend or know somebody that is affected by drugs. So this is not just a show for people who, for fentanyl, and this is just not a show about K2. This is a show about anybody that you know, that you care about, or that you see every day that might be going through sickness addiction to drugs is a sickness. You can actually get disability on a job if you're addicted to cocaine or some kind of drugs. I worked at jobs that would pay you and put you on disability. It's really like an illness or a disease now. So I'm hoping by giving this show tonight that each one teach one and everybody might learn something. You might have a family member. You might have a brother. Or you yourself might be doing fentanyl. And, I mean, hey, you really need to listen to the show. Like I said, I can't tell you nothing about fentanyl or K2 or ecstasy and mollies. I can't tell you a damn thing about it because I don't know nothing about it. I know I'm from the Woodstock age. Yellow Jacks and Black Beauties and Mescaline. I'm from that era. Marijuana, hash. I'm from the 60s. I was born in the 60s. I see my first guest is in here. I don't want to hold her up by running my mouth too much. We're gonna jump right into it. We're not gonna take any breaks or anything. We're gonna jump right into it because I see people on the phone lines. Oh, first of all, before we get started, if you're on the phone lines and you want to make a comment, you want to speak to me or you want to speak to Stacey K, you have to press 1. If you clicked on, if you're having trouble calling in, a lot of people been having trouble calling in, you have to click on the link. If you're on the link, thank you for listening in, but you can't go live. You just have to listen from the link. I still appreciate the support. But if you called in and you want to make a comment or you want to make a statement or you want to speak to somebody or ask a question or a correction or anything you feel like you want to do, you have to press 1 and let me know you're there. Otherwise, I won't let you know. I won't know that you're there. So without any further ado or anything like that, everybody saw the flyers that I put up about my guest coming on, and I don't have to give a serious introduction. She can give you an introduction and tell you all about her credentials and qualifications, and we could get this damn thing started, you know, right off the bat. That's the best way to do. I learned to not delay the show so much because people want to get right into it. People want to get right into it. So I know. Let me make sure. Stacey K, are you with me?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing this evening?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm quite, really, to tell you, I'm kind of anxious and a little nervous because, like I was telling my guests earlier, like I did a lot of drugs in my teenage years from 14 to 21. But those was the old school drugs, you know what I mean? I don't know a damn thing about the drugs nowadays. So I know you well qualified and everything. We send a lot of messages to each other, and hopefully we could open up some hearts and or give some knowledge or help people. Because even I want to know something about, I want to know about fentanyl and K2 because I don't know nothing about it. You know what I mean? So first of all, how you doing? How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I had a long day, but I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Well, thank you for taking time out because you could be anywhere. So I always tell people that. Thank you for coming here. Now, the topic I want to start off with this fentanyl thing. You want to let people know how you qualified and how you know about fentanyl. How did it come to that you know about fentanyl?
Well, first of all, I'm not a MD doctor. I'm a clinical mental health counselor, and I'm also a drug and alcohol counselor. So. To answer your question without going too much into, you know, the background of how this all came about, because really it's all mental health disorders, whether it's a substance abuse disorder or a mental health disorder. But fentanyl pretty much was used in hospitals for severe pain, something like morphine almost, that they would give people who were in severe pain from surgeries or anything they were going through in the hospital. So, again, you know, you can't just get morphine off the street. Same thing with fentanyl.
So
the thing about fentanyl is, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so fentanyl is something that they use it in hospitals for pain.
Right. So it's a synthetic opiate. So
synthetic
I don't know
opiate.
If you ever heard of methadone, which is used to wean people off of opiates such as heroin and stuff like that. That's another synthetic opiate. So it's a man-made opiate, in other words.
Wow, so man-made. So look, why is it the main thing? Why is it so deadly?
Well, because it's 100 times stronger than most opioids. So it's something that they would give in a very small dosage in the hospital, again, for pain. And that's how it was originally started. A lot of it does come from China. I hate to throw China under the bus here because when we get into K2, a lot of the K2 also comes from China as well. But
wow.
The thing that's going on in the streets as far as it being potent and seeing so many overdoses is people are making this in labs, similar to methamphetamines. You see that on the West Coast or the Midwest. You know, a lot of people abuse methamphetamines. We don't see it too much on the East Coast, but it's stuff that you can make right in the lab. So whether you mix it with heroin, whether it's straight, whether you mix it with cocaine, whether you're mixing it to make pills, so now you think you're getting Xanax and Percocets off the street and it's really fentanyl. It's
yeah.
very deadly in those dosages.
Because I heard that everything is being laced with fentanyl now. Heroin, cocaine,
mm-hmm.
and even
mm-hmm.
marijuana is being laced with fentanyl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if marijuana is being laced with fentanyl, then we really, really, really got a problem because our youth are it's like everybody smoking marijuana.
Right. That's the good thing about marijuana legalization, though, is that people can be more responsible and take the safer route. You know, it's unfortunate that this is being used and all of these drugs, but as we know, teenagers and adolescents and whoever are still, you know, they're going to continue to abuse marijuana, and that, you know, is not going to go away. So again, hopefully the legalization takes care of that piece and people are smarter. But, you know, the bigger piece is, honestly, is just them making it themselves, and it's at a, you know, a different potency, and then also mixing it with cocaine, because people who are doing stimulants, they're thinking that they're doing one thing, and in actuality, you know, they may smoke too much or sniff too much, or everything's a gamble. Everything's Russian roulette every single time people are abusing any drug. But that's why you see so many overdoses, because people don't know, you know, what they're abusing.
So in other words, that you can buy cocaine, or you can buy heroin, and it could be laced with fentanyl and you wouldn't even know it, right?
Right. I mean, more so you definitely wouldn't know it if you were getting heroin, because it's an opioid to opioid. With cocaine, I've heard some patients, you know, tell me that they knew it was laced with fentanyl when they were nodding out at the table, and they're usually cleaning the house after they get, you know, abused cocaine. So they knew that
that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if the users are buying it, like knowing that it's laced with fentanyl, you know what I mean? Or are they buying it and they don't know it's cut with fentanyl? You know what I mean? That's what I'm wondering. Both. It's like, yo, it's both. That's
it's people.
Crazy.
There's people, individuals that are strictly fentanyl. They don't. They may have started with pills, moved on to heroin, and now it's, you know, fentanyl because it's cheaper and a lot stronger.
Wow. That's crazy, man, because, you know, I'm wondering how would they, so that means if somebody was smoking weed, if somebody bought weed was laced with fentanyl, then that means they would have to know it was laced, right?
I mean,
because
I can't say that
like
because everyone's different. Yeah, it's different, though. I mean, when you think about chemicals that are being sprayed on marijuana with people who are growing it, you don't know what type of pesticides they're using. You don't know what they're spraying it with in general. So you may,
right.
You know, feel a certain type of way from abusing marijuana if it's sprayed with something. Somebody may not know the difference. You know, there's different THC levels of marijuana. So if somebody's a frequent smoker, they may not know anything's different about it.
Yeah, you're right. That make a lot of sense. I didn't think about it like that because I have heard that, like, I smoked a lot of marijuana in my life, but I have heard that, like, you don't even know what it's being sprayed with wherever, you know what I mean? By the time it gets from, I don't know, Mexico, Bolivia, or wherever it's coming from, by the time it gets here, you don't know how many times it's been tampered with in many forms and fashions. Like, you wouldn't know. So,
right.
I can understand.
Even if drugs
that.
Are being, even if drugs are being made in the U.S., by the time it gets from state to state to state, person to person to person, you know, now it's like the telephone game, but with a product. you just don't know.
So
that's what makes it even more dangerous.
So you have talked to a lot of people who have tried fentanyl and K2, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the minor symptoms or the major symptoms of somebody who, say, got a hold of some fentanyl and some heroin? What are the dangerous side effects or something like that?
Well, the dangerous side effects is, again, every time they're abusing the substance, they're playing Russian roulette. You know, even when heroin in the street was, you know, more just heroin, you know, back in the, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, and people say it all the time, drugs are not the same. So that's another thing. You have people, especially people from certain generations that are used to a certain thing, and now the drugs are different. So they're continuously chasing that high, continuously chasing that feeling, and things are very different now. So that's the dangerous thing about even somebody who's been abusing these substances for years is that, you know, they may think, I know how much I can take, I know how much I can smoke, I know how much I can do, and I'm good. And, you know, you just don't know what's, you know, what these things are being laced with.
So, look, tell me this then. So, because I'm trying to understand this. So, can somebody smoke fentanyl or sniff fentanyl more than once? Or the first time you sniff it, you OD?
No. You definitely can be abusing it for years.
Okay. All right, now I'm getting somewhere. I'm understanding. So it's a drug that you can use if it's your drug of your choice, which would be stupid, but I guess. But it's you can use it for weeks after weeks. I mean, it can be a drug of your choice. So some people may go around looking for fentanyl.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is a pure fentanyl, let's say this is some pure fentanyl that came, you know, from China and it, you know, nobody did anything to it. And that could be almost as dangerous as mixing it with something because certain drugs, if you have a mix of something, you know, God rest Whitney Houston's soul, the benzos and the alcohol mixed together, that's a deadly combination. And fentanyl mixed with heroin or any other drug, you're putting, you know, You're putting your body at risk for overdose just off of
that. That's crazy.
But again, it's, you know,
crazy.
Even if it's not laced with something and it's pure, you're putting yourself just as, you know, same risk.
Yeah, I don't, I never understood that because I'll tell you a quick story. I heard this guy say before that he was telling a story of how they were shooting heroin, and he heard that his friend had shot some dope, and he overdosed, but he lived. And I guess it was a certain area in Newark where they was selling it or where they had it at or whatever. But the guy said that soon as he found out that his friend had overdosed on it, he went
and he wanted
for
the
that,
same
that,
heroin.
Yeah. So, you know, like, so you heard stuff like that before, right?
Absolutely.
And see, I couldn't believe that. I couldn't understand. Now, he knew that his friend had shot up and overdosed, and he said he couldn't wait to go find the same dope that his friend used, and he couldn't wait to go. You know, he wanted to go get some of that same dope because he was like, that had to be, I guess that was saying that was something good or something strong or something, you know what I mean? Or something, but that's
And that's the sad piece about it. That's the sad piece about it, not to go too much into the whole mental health disorder thing unless you have questions or whatever, but, you know, a lot of this stems from that. It's the irrational thinking, you know. It's the parts of the brain that are affected from people who have substance abuse disorder. Like you said, you know, it's an actual disability. A lot of the times it's a mental health disorder that they're getting housing and certain, assets and stuff like that. But a lot of the times the substance abuse disorder comes with it. But there's parts of the brain that don't work. You know, if somebody has ADHD, there's certain parts of the brain that doesn't work the same as somebody else. Dementia, it's the same thing. If they take somebody's brain and you do a scan and they suffer from substance abuse disorder, especially if it's been years, their brain is going to light up in areas where ours would not.
So look, let's move over to K2. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's something else. I'm gonna tell you, I don't know nothing about it. So that's why I'm just trying to ask questions that I think people out there listening might want to know. So if it's something you want to add in, just add it in, because I'm just trying to, you know, off the top of the head think of questions, because like I told my audience and my listeners, I don't know a damn thing about fentanyl and I don't know a damn thing about K2. None of these new drugs, lean, mollies, ecstasy, I don't know nothing about that, and I'm not trying to get to know none. K2, what can you tell us about K2?
K2, when it first came about, it was really being abused because gentlemen or women were on parole or probation, and they were getting urine tested for drugs, and K2 didn't come out in the drug test. It was something like a synthetic, like we said, fentanyl is a synthetic opiate, like K2 was kind of a synthetic marijuana, but it's really just potpourri and a bunch of chemicals. And so that's how it first kind of started, was people were abusing it, getting a little euphoria going on, you know, things were happening with them because they couldn't smoke marijuana if they were used to smoking marijuana or doing other drugs. And then we seen what'd you say?
No, go ahead. I was going to say, I heard that though. What you just said, I do remember hearing that people was using it because it wouldn't come up in their urine. I did hear that. Go ahead, you can continue.
Right. Yeah, and then we seen like a epidemic, like kind of we seen, you know, throughout the years in different time periods with heroin and other drugs, people just like zombies smoking it and just kind of hallucinating. It was almost like it was similar to methamphetamines. It was strange. And people, some people were even dropping dead from it. Again,
from
this
K2?
Comes from China. Yeah, from K2. Absolutely. Yep. Deadly.
Get ready to ask you that. I was just getting ready to ask you, is K2 as deadly as fentanyl?
I would say no to that, but it's definitely deadly, and it definitely can cause. If you didn't suffer from a mental health disorder prior to abusing K2, then K2 can definitely cause schizophrenia. It can cause, now mind you, a lot of these mental health disorders people are born with, but there's like a switch in their brain. They might go through a traumatic event, the switch goes off, and now they're having some symptoms. Some person, the switch may not go off, and they live their life, and they never have symptoms, and they just carried that gene, you know, kind of, you know, to say something of how it comes about, because it's like hereditary or a gene. But so, yeah, so if you don't
crazy.
Suffer from a mental health disorder, a lot of the times, you know, K2 can cause those symptoms. And on the flip side, if you do suffer from a mental health disorder, K2 can help them with their symptoms. So it's difficult a lot of the times because if people suffer from schizophrenia or certain psychotic disorders like that where they can have delusions and hallucinations, if they smoke the K2, it can kind of calm those symptoms. So it's very hard because the prescription pills that they're being prescribed for their symptoms for schizophrenia and other mental health disorders, they have a lot of other symptoms and they don't like taking the medication for certain reasons and they might be paranoid. There's just a lot of things, but it can really cause some distress in someone's life because it really can make people hallucinate and have some long-term effects.
Somebody told me to ask you, this is more like on the alcohol question. Can you become addicted? I guess, can you become addicted to alcohol if your mother, I guess, was drinking when she was pregnant, can a kid become addicted to alcohol?
Well, there's also a chance of alcohol fetal syndrome, you know, and it comes in different variations too. So you might see somebody with it severe and you can tell by the way that they look, or sometimes it can be a little more hidden. But, I mean, of course, that puts you at risk. Any parent who, you know, suffers from addiction or mental health, that puts you, you know, you have a higher risk of you know, having the same disorder.
Wow. So even alcohol, even if your mother was drinking while she was pregnant with you, that's deep.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep. That's real deep. So, look, K2, this is what I'm... So K2 is legal, right?
You can go and buy it in the gas station. So I would say, you know, as far as that goes, yeah. But, you know, again, it comes from China. They spray it with whatever they want to spray it with, different packaging, you know, just like there's different brands of, you know, weed, heroin, anything, you know, stamps, anything, however they package it, you just don't know what you're getting. So, again, it's kind of the same thing but in a different way because it may look the same as far as the potpourri look to it, the synthetic weed look to it, but it may be sprayed with 100 different things that, you know, who knows what it is.
So you see an abundance of people, like, every day, this fentanyl users, K2 users. It's like a merry-go-round of people coming in. It never slows up.
Never. Never. I mean, throughout COVID, I think a lot of people, like I would say in the last 2 years, you know, a lot of people took that to their advantage. And we saw a lot of overdoses because probation officers, you know, weren't doing urine tests. And it was just a lot of things. And it was really sad because, you know, not that I want to see people, you know, get incarcerated for having dirty urines. I think they should get help. But the point is that, you know, there was no type of guidance. Some people need that, you know, that drug test saves their life, you know, for whatever it's worth. So there was just a lot with COVID, but that might have slowed it up a little something. But for the most part, no, it's a continuous thing. And it's really a lot of the same people, you know, you see the same people. So I work at an inpatient, you know, facility. So they stay there for a month. And, you know, sometimes I'll see the same person 8 times in 1 year. So you do the math that they're pretty much there for 8 months out of the year. So, you know, it's just, but the biggest thing, like I said, that's at the top of the pyramid is the mental health disorders that aren't being, sometimes people aren't being diagnosed correctly. Sometimes people aren't being medicated correctly. Again, with these symptoms of like what we were saying with the mental health disorders, if you know for sure that this substance is going to help you with your symptoms and it's available to you, why wouldn't you not? And I explain that to people all the time. Like if you knew your sugar was high and the diabetes medicine was going to bring your sugar down, you would do it because it would make you feel better and it would be better for your overall health. Well, when it comes to addiction, that's the mindset. It's instant gratification, and it's easier to abuse substances than to try to do medication or more natural remedies for, you know, certain things. Certain disorders you can use natural remedies, and some things you just need medication for, and that's fine. But, again, I think, you know, it's not being properly addressed.
So in other words, then, we trying to do something about it, but the drug world or the nation or whatever is losing. They losing to, I guess, the fentanyl and all that. But look, I want to hold on one second, Stacey. If there's anybody out there who would like to, you have to press 1 in order for me to know if you want to make a comment or you want to make a statement. You have to press 1, and that way I'll know you on the line. If you want to speak to Stacey, you might want to ask her something, or you want to just say something. Okay, we got somebody with a question. 1 second. 592, you live. Hello?
Can you hear me? How you doing, Stacey?
Yep.
Hi, how are you?
My question is, since, you know, the governor is making marijuana legal now, do you think that the legalization of marijuana might stop some of the people from using some of these illegal drugs like K2? And because they wouldn't have to worry about, people wouldn't have to worry about their drug tests showing up positive for marijuana because it'll be legal. Also, I know in New York, they're setting up these stations, drug stations for fentanyl, where they're testing the people's heroin before they use it, where they have these testing kits where you can go in there and test your heroin before you use it. Are you for those testing centers? Because I am. I think that's good. Because a lot of people are using heroin with fentanyl in it, and they don't know it's in it. Also, the drug dealers are not chemists, and they're not pharmacists, so when they mix up the cocaine and the heroin and so forth, they don't know how much to put in it. And that might be one of the reasons why they're causing overdoses. What do you think about that? So those two things,
right.
Legalized marijuana and the drug testing centers like they have in New York, I think a couple other cities, for the fentanyl.
Yeah, well, you know, not to get too much into the whole political thing of the medical marijuana, but, I mean, yes and no, because, you know, somebody's drug of choice is somebody's drug of choice. So if they, you know, abuse heroin or they abuse cocaine, I don't think that legalizing marijuana will give them an opportunity to say, okay, well, it's legal and I know I can just, you know, abuse this drug and be okay with my drug tests or, you know, whatever else. But
what I'm saying as far as marijuana, because you were saying like people on probation, they couldn't use marijuana, they use K2 because
right.
it wouldn't show up on the drug test. But now if they make marijuana legal, that wouldn't be a concern, would it?
Right. Well, again, now that we've seen that whole epidemic with the K2 being something else, then again, that may be their drug of choice. You know what I mean? Like, I totally understand what you're saying. And if it was years ago when people were just abusing it because of the fact that they didn't want it to come up in their test, and they probably were only smoking a little bit of it, you know, I don't know every scenario, every client, but I'm just saying nowadays it's like abusing it, smoking way much more of it, realizing it has other effects, and then it becomes a drug of choice. So I think it would be half and half to answer the question. Some of the people may stop abusing the K2 and just say, okay, you know, I'm good with the legal aspect of the marijuana, so I won't get in trouble with, you know, drug tests or jobs or whatever. But there's always going to be that stigma anyways. No matter how much legalization is involved, there's always going to be a stigma, and there's always going to be loopholes for employers to say, well, because of this type of work, you know, this really doesn't mix, which is a huge stigma because somebody could be drinking or taking benzos like Xanax or whatever at night to relax and go to sleep, and no one says anything about what they're doing. But marijuana, you know, is that huge stigma with it still in certain aspects. As far as the testing goes, that's the same thing that we saw like back in the day with, you know, handing out condoms to prostitutes and giving them clean needles and even methadone for that matter, right? Like if a pregnant woman stops abusing heroin, if she doesn't go on methadone, her baby's going to die or be very ill. So it's kind of that harm reduction thing, you know. I agree with it and I don't agree with it. And then again, you're still going to have those people that their drug of choice is solely just fentanyl, and they would want to test it to make sure it's 90% fentanyl and not 90% heroin. You know what I mean? So it's kind of tricky. But those were good questions, and those were good points.
All right. I just want to say this. Anyone whose drug is solely fentanyl, you don't have to worry about them too much, because most likely they're going to be dead soon, because
yeah.
that's going to kill them. And so that
yeah,
one
it's sad
is
to see.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. I'm finished.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well,
thank
you for your questions. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
If anybody else out there have any questions for Stacey K before I let her run and bring in my next guest. Those are some good questions though, right, Stace?
Yeah, for sure.
I was because I,
no,
I heard
and just
about
to add that, one more thing.
Go
ahead. You heard about what?
Well,
no, go
I
ahead.
I heard about the testing in New York.
Mm.
What he was talking about, I heard about that. As far as them testing, I guess testing the heroin, testing it for fentanyl. I really don't know how they would make that work, but I have heard it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
no,
like
I was just going to say, like, as far as the fentanyl thing goes, you know, like, if you know you're abusing opioids, or you know that a family member or a close friend, like, you know, make sure that, you know, you keep some Narcan around. The thing about fentanyl is it's so strong that you may need to Narcan the person twice and even three times. And again, if you Narcan the person and you bring them back, the fentanyl lasts longer than the Narcan, so you may have another overdose in an hour. So just, you know, people are going to do what they do. Just be safe. Don't leave somebody there if you see that they're overdosing. You know what I mean? Think about what you would want somebody to do for yourself or your loved one, and definitely call 911, even if it's, you know, from another phone or whatever you need to do. Just don't leave somebody there like that, again,
yeah,
how would you want your kids and your loved ones to find you, especially knowing that, you know, there was a person there that could have done something to help or to bring you back?
Yeah, because that happens so much in the urban city. Well, everywhere. When two people are together and then something happens and somebody overdoses and the other person gets scared and just runs and leave
mm-hmm.
them there, you know what I mean? Because they don't want to be held accountable or they don't want to be charged with accessory to, you know what I mean, or something like that. So a lot of people do that. We're gonna give you one more caller, Stace, one more. 3282.
Hey, Jay, what's going on?
What's the deal, Mr. Nance?
Nothing much. I'm about to take you off speakerphone. I was just listening.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Hey, Jay, that voice sounds... yeah. What were you saying, Jay?
Huh?
You were saying something? You said,
no,
hey.
I said, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. that lady's voice sounds familiar. I can't put my finger on it, but she sounds so familiar. But anyway, I just want to say it was nice that she informed people about the dangers of drugs. I've been blessed for 64 years. I'll be 65 in April. I never had a desire, and I've told you this, Jay, because we've known each other for close to 30 years now. Never had a desire to smoke, drink, or get high in my entire life. So it's just unfortunate, and I think that our dear sister Stacy, you know, put a finger on the issue when she said a lot of people have mental issues, when they self-medicate, you know. And it's just so unfortunate that people just don't have, I guess, an outlet to relieve, I guess, frustration or whatever card that life has dealt them in life. So we need people like Miss Stacy to keep informing the public, and hopefully she can help maybe somebody that's listening to prevent them from, hey, you know, maybe listen to your podcast, my podcast, to understand it. There's a better way, you know, to enjoy life rather than, you know, try to look for that door that unfortunately is a very dangerous door to open, man, when it comes to your health and stuff of that nature. So congratulations, Miss Stacy. Thank you for coming on. You sound very informative, and I know you're going to be an asset to the public.
Thank you very much. That means a lot. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Not a problem.
As far as Nance, he got his own podcast every Saturday night. Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. The same phone number at 7 o'clock. What's going on with your show tomorrow night, Forrest?
Well, like I told you last night, anybody that's having eye issues, if you're blind, if you're visually impaired, and people that can even see well, is people that want to see well, anytime you deal with health and healing, you're basically trying to prevent things from happening to you that can be prevented by taking more healthy measures when it comes to what you put in your mouth. And the way we treat each other with our spirituality. So I got John Monroe from Boulder, Colorado. He's what is deemed natural eye health practitioner. He studied under Dr. Deborah Banker, who back in the 40s, 50s, 60s helped treat people with different eye diseases, cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration. They're actually, Jay and Stacy, they're actually growing eyeballs from stem cells. There's a place in Florida. And also there's what they call stem cell research, where they put, for people that have visual problems, blurred vision or whatever, the operation is very expensive. It was close to $20,000 out of pocket, where they actually take stem cells out of your hip and out of your bone marrow, and they put it in the corner of your eye and the back of your eye, and that helps put back what was taken out of your body in terms of the cells that, you know, keep certain parts of your body strong for you to see better, for you to stay healthy. And this guy is also going to tell you, in ending with this, Jay, because I think I discussed it with you earlier, they took hands from what they call a cadaver. And this lady who's doing research with rats with eye transplant, she took hands and put it on a person. I don't know if it was a male or female, but she put together hands because this person had no hands, and now the person has hands. And I asked the doctor, I said,
wow,
they can open and close the hands? He said, yeah. So she's one of five people in the history of this country that has performed a successful transplant like that. So it's going to be very, very, very informative tomorrow night. So, you know,
wow,
people, if you got people that have vision problems or whatever, just, and even if you don't,
yeah,
just tune in tomorrow night. It's going to be very informative.
Sounds very
yeah,
interesting. I'm always for, like, people who are doing holistic health with certain, you know, specialties, you know, whether it's the eyes, whether it's the liver, whether it's whatever. I like
kidney
to see that because, you know, the person really researched specifics. You know,
oh,
you
yeah
can be a holistic person and have a lot of information, but when you get to a specific body part or organ or whatever, it's nice to see that they did a lot of research.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be very informative.
Yeah, that show is for anybody. You know what I mean? The way you draw it up, it seemed like it'd be informative to anybody. Definitely. That's Forrest Nance from Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. All right, thanks for calling in, Forrest.
Anytime, brother. Take care, Ms. Stacy. You take care and keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job, dear.
Thank you. It sounds like you as well. Appreciate it.
All right, Stacey, I don't think I'm trying to see if anybody else on the line wanted to ask Ms. Stacey K anything. If not, somebody text me. This will be somebody text me and told me to ask you, are the users of fentanyl, what's the age range? What would you say the age group was?
I mean, I used to work with the adolescent population, so, and I haven't in like 3 years, so I don't have too much like professional research with that age group. But from what I see right now, probably 25 to 45.
Wow. 25 years old. How about K2? Younger?
I can't really, I mean, not necessarily. Again, I see that more with specific mental health disorders. Like if somebody tells me that their drug of choice is K2 and angel dust, most likely they suffer from a psychotic disorder, more so than putting it in an age bracket.
Wow. So, all right. So before I let you go, because I know it's some questions I probably forgot to ask you, Is it anything you would like, if somebody, say like if somebody out there and they had a family member that was using K2 or fentanyl or a friend or somebody, or even if somebody listening is addicted right now, what kind of advice would you give them on that issue? What kind of advice would you give them?
Yeah. I would say first and foremost for both, whether it's a family member or somebody who's abusing the substances, like the person has to want to get clean. You know, sometimes the wanting to get clean for their kids or their husband or something, that will keep them going for a second. But then what happens when they have the first fight with the husband or the wife, or the kid disappoints them and says, hey, you haven't been here for me for the last 4 years. You can't tell me what to do. Then they're going to go abuse substances and they're going to use them as an excuse. So again, like you just have to want to do it. I would say that, you know, for the loved ones, like, you know, keep your boundaries. Just, you know, try not to enable, because you can become sicker than them with the enabling. Try to get the person help as much as possible, but don't beat yourself up in the long run. You know, if you've had somebody who overdosed and died, if you had, you know, somebody who was struggling and you couldn't help them, I mean, there's only so much we can do. So it's very sad, but, you know, it's unfortunate that people suffer from mental health disorders and substance abuse disorders, but you have to want to put the work in to, you know, be healthy and stay, you know, abstinent from substances. It's not easy, but like anything else, you know, to become a better person, it takes work. To be a good worker, it takes work. To be a good husband, it takes work. So like anything else. You just have to really want it.
Right, right. Wow, man, thank you. Thank you very much. You've been very informative. I appreciate the time. I know you said you was beat. You had a long day. You know, I mean, you could have been anywhere, but you came here with us. I appreciate that very, very, very much. You know what I mean? And I
appreciate you. I appreciate, you know, the chance to speak on something that I'm passionate about. And
right. And I hope the listeners out there are listening, you know what I mean? And I hope that maybe somebody got a little bit of information on it, because we not here. I mean, we not here, whatever you said or whatever anybody said, that's not going to make people quit, because like I said, I used drugs before, and you don't stop until you ready to stop. You know what I mean? You could hear your parents, they can get interventions and sing songs and dances and pleading and scratching and crawling and whatever. You're not going to stop until you ready to stop. But hopefully,
right, and to not be so blunt about it for people who are really, like, suffering, like, you know, you can fix things. Like, things are fixable. Don't ever feel so hopeless that you're so deep into your addiction and you burn so many bridges. Like, things can be fixed. Things will get better. But you have to have a small desire even in the beginning to just want better for yourself. And I know there's most likely 99% of people who struggle that, even if it's one little tiny thing in their brain that's saying, I deserve better, listen to that. Don't listen to all the other stuff, because that can be ironed out through therapy, through medication, through meditation, whatever it is. You know, you can build back relationships with people, and if not, then, you know, you'll be at peace with yourself, be at peace with them. Just, there's a way out. So don't think that, you know, this has to be it for you, that this is the way you're going to live the rest of your life. Doesn't have to be like that.
True. You said it best right there. You know what I mean? It's nothing else better to say. Once again, I want to thank you, you know, for coming on the show. I was supposed to have another guest coming on, but I don't see her number yet. And I don't want to hold you up, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to a quick song. I want to thank you for coming on very, very, very much, like I said. And I'm going to go to another song, and if my guests ain't here when I get back, I guess we'll just go to another topic. Maybe we'll have a couple of call-ins. But like I said, thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on and helping me out with this.
You're welcome.
Helping
Thank
everybody
you.
Out.
And I'll
Not
stick
me,
around.
Helping everybody out. You know, with this big issue at hand, this overtaking the nation. Like a landslide, fentanyl. So enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks. I'll stick around, listen to the show. Have a good night, everybody.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Rush it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. After 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we layin', save, save a win. Nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, yeah, and love a homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you, I wanna see you. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back. We back live on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. That song goes out to a special couple. And you know who you are. Y'all both friends of mine. So that goes out to you all, you too. Welcome back to the show. Well, that first hour was really, really informative. And I was, excuse me, I was supposed to have a guest come on the show tonight. There was a past user of fentanyl who actually had a couple of close calls with life or death. But, you know, I mean, you can't, sometimes things happen and your guests don't show up and you just have to be able to keep doing what you do. Like I always say, I'm not here by accident. You know, I mean, it's a reason why I'm here doing this podcast. So, When plan A don't work, you always got to have a plan B. So we're going to continue with this show. But first, I want to remind people again that this week and next week will be my last weeks doing two-hour shows. I'm going to be going to a one-hour show, one-hour format, because I'm going to be doing another show for 1 hour. Around midnight, 11:30 or midnight, called, I haven't really got the name of it for, but it's something in a line with the, maybe I'm thinking about calling it Pillow Talk with the Patterson Pimp, or Late Night Creeping with Jay Sean, or I don't really know it, but the show will be, it's for all the people, that's the late night people that's up thinking about sex and relationships and wishing they had company and wishing they had companionship. We're going to be talking about casual sex, and we're going to be talking about things like can sex make you love someone. We're going to be talking about men being less selfish in bed with women. We're going to be, somebody said they got a good name for the show. Let me see what name they said. One second. Let me open up this text. Bedtime stories with the Patterson Pimp. Matter of fact, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to put that on social media, ask everybody for name. What should the name of my late night show be? Just got that idea. we're gonna be talking about people who creep in at night. People, you know, like, cause believe it or not, I mean, no matter what you say, people not gonna come clean. They're not gonna tell the truth. It's a lot of damn people out here that's lonely. I know a lot of people out here that's lonely, that's laying in bed at night just wishing they had somebody in bed with them. Not for sex, maybe just to watch a movie, maybe just for a nightcap, maybe just for some conversation, fall asleep in each other's arms, fully dressed, waking up to each other, having breakfast, you know. It's a lot of people out here like that, including me sometimes. Now, I got somebody to wake up to in the morning. But it's a lot of people out there, and issues like this need to be addressed, you know. And that's really the reason why I'm starting Pillow Talk or Late Night Creeping or Bedtime Stories or whatever we choose to call it. You know, so people can come out here and tell their late night stories or sex escapades or rendezvous or whatever you want to call it, because I know it's a lot of lonely people out there. If you're listening to this show right now, you might be a lonely person. You might be home by yourself, lonely, wishing you had a booty to lay on, or wishing you had a chest to lay on, or wishing you had a shoulder to cry on or an ear to whisper into. You know what I mean? I know, trust me, I know what time it is out there. And that's the reason why I'm starting Late Night Pillow Talk, Bedtime Stories, Creeping at Night. So we all can get together and maybe we can make some love connections. Maybe we can hook some people up. You know, maybe some bachelors and some females out there, some widows, and maybe we could put some widows and some bachelors together. I mean, you never know. That's the whole purpose of the podcast, is helping each other. Me and my close friend Forrest was talking about that earlier. We was talking about the podcast, and wait, hold on. Oh, what's good? I just got a text that somebody said I'm making a night, because I'm talking serious, man. We might be able to help somebody that's out there sleeping alone tonight. You know what I mean? You might, I think we're going to do the show on a Wednesday night. I'm not sure if it's going to be a Wednesday night or a Tuesday night. But I know I got a lot of people out there that's sleeping alone, a lot of people out there that's lonely, horny, sexually frustrated, and would love some companionship, would love some body heat, would love anything of that nature. You know what I mean? And that's what Pillow Talk is going to bring. We're going to try to bring people together. We're going to try to reunite all these lonely people. I know a handful of people, including myself, who's sleeping alone tonight. I know I could count maybe 10 people right now that I know that's sleeping alone tonight. Raise your hand if you're sleeping alone tonight. Press 1 if you're sleeping alone tonight. Wait, hold on. Let me take another shot of tequila. The doctor had me on a 2-shot minimum of tequila. 2 shots. Ain't that some shit? Had me on a 2-shot minimum. If you want to, you have to press 1. If you want to go live, everybody out there on the links, I appreciate you. Me and Mr. Nance have been killing the podcast lately. Killing it. The numbers is through the roof. And we wanna thank you. I don't know how we're going to give back. Forrest, I don't know how we're going to give back. We got to figure out how we're going to give back. Maybe we'll do a raffle for a color TV. Or something. We got to do something. Or maybe we win a free date with Forrest or some shit. We gotta figure out a way we can give back to all our listeners for us, because we got a lot of listeners now. I'm hoping my Tuesday night comeback, Point of Impact. I'm hoping Dre come back with Humble Radio. I'm hoping he come back on Mondays. I'm hoping Point of Impact come back on Tuesdays. I mean, because look, where else is it better to be? It's COVID out here. You can't go to parties. You can't do nothing. You know what I mean? So where else is it better to be with here with me tonight? And then especially when I start the late night pillow talk, it's going to be a lot of shit going on. I want to try to make a quick phone call. No prank shit. This is some real shit. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. You gotta be older, remember that. I bet you far as three ringy dingies, four ringy dingies. Who remember that? The lady, the operator. Five ringy dingies. Six ringy dingies. You gotta be old. You gotta be 50 and up to remember that. Wow, what kind of answer machine is this? Oh, they clearly didn't go through. Okay. They might try. They might call back. I'm not gonna say who I was calling. But they might call back. But anyway, this is I think next week is the last Friday in this month. That'll be my last show, my last 2 hour show. My guest might be here. Let me see. Hold on, let's go to a song. I might have my guest here. Everybody, stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. We're gonna have some fun for the last 45 minutes. Stay tuned. Let me go to a quick song. I'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Peace.
Yeah, love. Yeah, I'm all here by myself. Just staring. Listen, I don't know what you do to me.
You got me staring at this phone, and I can't wait till you get home. See, I don't like being alone,
girl.
Baby, just up in my zone, girl. You got me staring at this phone, and I can't wait till you get home.
Coming home,
see, I don't like being alone,
all alone.
Baby, just up in my zone, girl.
Yes. Some time has passed, you still haven't called me.
Too much.
I'm still thinking about the night you took off.
Damn.
I know I'm supposed to be a man to stay bottled up, but you got me feeling all alone, baby, not like us.
No.
I gotta go out there and find you and just remind
yes.
you how we fell in love in front of sound view.
Yes.
You told me how I realized when you were gone. Now I see what you've been talking about this whole time. I can't lose you, baby, you my other half. Now I'm in the house looking at these damn photographs. Life goes on, that's what I had told you.
Dang.
I should've been smart and say, baby, let me hold you.
Being
alone, trapped up on myself, all up in the zone.
Dang.
Your body got some features,
yeah.
We love your redeemer.
Ooh.
I feel your frequency on my radio receiver.
So
love you in the spot right now, feeling hot right now. Waiting on me to kill that twat right now. Yeah, it's going down for all of your pleasure.
All
my niggas hella good, something you couldn't measure.
Not
I'm trying to hit the
spot with a long night of pleasure. You're back in love spot. What? It's always getting wetter. This phone got me tripping cause I'm sitting there sipping. Love knowing in my heart you're the home.
You call me at this phone. At this phone. And I can't wait for you to get home.
Getting home.
See,
girl.
I don't want to be alone.
Girl, girl.
Up in my soul. Girl, you got me staring at this phone.
At this phone.
And I can't wait for you to get home.
Getting home.
See,
girl.
I don't want to be alone.
In my zone.
Yeah, that was Guac Gang. That was Guac Gang right there. I thought I had my guest coming on, but that wasn't her. Like I said, the show must go on. If anybody out there want to speak to, make a comment, give a shout-out, birthday shout-out. A lot of people birthdays in February. You have to press one. If not, I'm still thanking everybody that's out there that's listening on the links, that clicked on, you know, that's calling in. We just basically, we just trying to have fun. You know what I mean? It's Friday night. We just trying to have fun. You know what I mean? And oh, man, happy belated birthday. Somebody just texted me and said their birthday was last week. Happy belated birthday. Wow. That's a lot of people's birthdays in February. Let me see if I can make a phone call. I'm trying to make a phone call. I'm trying to...
Hello.
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 Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, you got my bitch.
I mean, don't believe that.
Hello.
Yo.
Yeah. What's that?
Yo, you got my bitch.
Nah.
Yeah, you got my bitch.
Oh. What she trying to miss you?
Yo, you got my bitch or not?
Nah, man. She ran off, man. I gave her a new name, Wen Gong. She got a new Chinese name, Wen Gong.
So now you're talking slick, right?
Yo, what's up, man? What's up, P?
What's up? You know who you're talking to?
Yeah. The one and only.
Who?
Jay Sean. Sounding like Pete. Yo, sound like Pete. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. The radio, it went off for the night?
No, you live on the show now, man.
Oh, we're live on the show?
Yeah, you got me.
Oh, okay.
This is prank. This is prank call time. You got me.
Oh, okay. I thought you was online, man. You got it online. Okay.
Now you ain't know who I was at first. You was thinking.
Nah, I really was kind of baffled a little bit, and then I kind of you know, this man wake up. Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing, man. Just on the radio, man. I supposed to have a guest come through, and she ain't come through, so I'm on. I'm just having some fun. I said, let me call my cousin down in Atlanta, mess with him for a minute. You know what I mean? And what's the weather like down there in Atlanta?
Man, it's cold as hell, man. Shit, why you think I'm indoors, man? Hell yeah. It's like, it feel like 30. But I think the last time I looked on the dashboard before I pulled in the garage was 40 degrees, 39 degrees. It feel like 30. It's cold
that's
out
freeze,
there.
That's freezing to y'all in Atlanta, right?
Nah, freeze. The coldest I ever seen was 5 below. That was that was so long ago. But it gets down to like maybe 30-35 the highs, and then at night it might drop down about 25 or 20 or so. It'd be cold out there, motherfucker. See,
because I used to come to. I'm gonna tell you. I used to come to Atlanta every August, right? And then one day I looked out my hotel window and the ground was moving. It was so hot that the ground was like the ground was moving. It was so hot out that motherfucker that the ground was moving. And that's when I said, nigga, you ain't never coming to Atlanta again in August. Why the hell is you going to Atlanta in August? I said, from now on, I'm going to Atlanta, and so I go now like in February, March, when the weather is really good.
Right, that's right. Yeah, shoot. It's been like just a day or two ago, it was like cloudy, and we didn't get the rain till later on that night, and it was like 70 degrees. My dashboard was saying 75. I'm like, get out of here, and it was super muggy, like, hot. Then today it was like 48-50, sunny but windy and like breezy, you know. It's weather be funny, man.
So what, you in the rest chilling?
I'm just at home chilling wrapped up under a blanket or two and watching a big old TV screen. We went today, man, and looked at it a little bit and then, you know, shut it down. I mean, the temperature kept dropping. Like after 3 or 4 o'clock, the temperature dropped so fast, man. I'm like, man, this is me cold weather, like dead animal weather. I don't know where that cold breeze come from, but it's cold out there now. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's cold. You in Jersey?
Yeah, I'm up here in Vietnam. That's what we call it in Patterson, Vietnam.
Oh man,
we call it Vietnam. You got a new car? Did you get the car?
Yeah, I just got my license tag today. Play it. It's my license tag is 7024. I just got my place in the mailbox today. Yeah, 70, the new
24. I'm gonna play it tomorrow.
Play with it for about 30 days, man. Invest $30 in it, dollar a day straight box. They're gonna jump. I missed it. I missed my last tag. It came out a couple times. I missed it both times. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna stay on this one, dog. Yeah.
All right, Mackie, man. Let me go ahead, man. You enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm live on the air. I'm just doing my prank calls. I'm killing the last 30 minutes, man. So I said, let me call Mackie. Let me see how the pimping is down there in Atlanta. It's really pimping in the South.
Oh, man, they try to do a little something down here, man. But you know how it is, man. But, yeah, I appreciate you giving me a call, man. And, we got to chop it up, man, and make some plans because they got a lot of events coming up. The weather breaking. It's going to get warm. So just hit me up, man, on the side, man, and we'll kick it, man. Chop it up.
Hey, yo, because you remember I was down there when my mom died. I think that was 19. We was down there, and we was on the highway cruising in your car. You was driving all crazy. You had me scared as hell, man. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to tell you, it's the first time I'm telling you. You had me scared as hell, man. You driving all fast and we drinking and shit. And I'm down in Atlanta. I ain't know if I was going to make it back to Jersey. Remember we went over by Magic City?
You jumped out the car. Yeah.
You blocked the driveway of the Magic City Go-Go Bar and jumped out the car. And I don't know where the hell you went. And then the security guards were telling me to move the car, and I told them I ain't moving this car. They was getting crazy out there. I just sat on the passenger side. I ain't moving no car, man.
Yo, AJ, man, it's so crazy, man. It's like, man, in Atlanta, if I ain't got nothing important to do, I'm in the house, man, especially when it get dark, man, because it's like they just shot a cop just here a couple of days ago, man. They going crazy on two different occasions, man. You know, so I try to be in, man. I'm serious. It's really it's really crazy, man. Super crazy.
Stay safe, man.
Yep, I stay in my lane, man, and that's it, man. You know, that's it, man. Damn, my love. And congratulations on the movie and the other book. And the other book got the children's book got inducted into the book Hall of Fame or something. What was I seen that on social media.
The children's book I had written it. I had got a publishing deal from this company in North Carolina, but they jerked me. But you know, they talk about that another time. But I'll hit you up, man. I'm coming to Atlanta real soon.
Okay, when you say that, it usually be real soon. Okay. Yeah, but just call me, man. Just call me, man. I ain't really making no noise, man. And you know, seriously, call me, yo, for real, call me. All right?
I will. All right, I love you, man.
All right, keep some cut, man. Love you, man. All right.
Peace. Yeah, we here on the show. We just having some fun. You know what I mean? I'm glad people still on the line. You know, this is what you got to be able to do. You know, when people back out on you, you know what I'm saying? We just winging it. You know, I'm just having some fun, man. That's all. We got about 28 more minutes. So, give a special birthday shout out to Andrea Williams. Her birthday is February 23rd, and Jakayla Williams, belated birthday was February 15th from Daddy. If you're still doing birthday, that's my man Andre Williams. Y'all know that. Okay. Good night. Good night, Stacy. Giving birthday shout outs. Happy belated birthday to you too. We just having fun having here, man. Let's see who on the line. We gonna wake somebody up. Let's wake somebody else up. Let me see who I want to prank call. Make somebody mad. Somebody told me to call somebody. Hold up. Okay, wait a minute. One second. Let's see. Everybody still with me? Let's prank call somebody else.
Please leave your message for 20131068288.
People don't got their phones on. All right, let's hold on. Let me see. One second. Bear with me, y'all. Come on now, you want me to prank some calls, man? We gonna do some prank calls for anybody got somebody want me to prank call, hit me up, send me the number. I'm gonna prank call them. Show y'all my skills. Great calls, people. You got me. Let's see. What's the number, caller? You told me you want me to prank call somebody. What's the number? I'm gonna prank call somebody else. Okay, wait a minute. All right, wait a minute. Somebody sent me a number to prank call somebody. See what happens.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Lord.
2013905.
Ain't nobody answering their phone tonight. What's going on? We gonna prank call somebody. People sending me mad people to prank call. We can't prank call nobody like that. We might start trouble. We don't want to get nobody hurt. Wait a minute. Let me try somebody else. Hey, Friday night, everybody's phone going to answer machine. The hell? Who we got up here? Just keep it moving. Okay. Nobody on the line. Nobody in, nobody home. Well, no, that's it for nobody. I'm trying to prank call people. Nobody home. So what we gonna do? We gonna Somebody trying to get me to prank call somebody, but no, I'm not prank calling. I'm not prank calling them. Let's go to one more song. And then we'll be right back.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap. In the trap, you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe. That's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get dropped for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, holes with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Yeah, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. You know, we just having some fun tonight. So let's continue to have some fun. That's what we doing. Oh, 0953. Hello.
Hello.
You live on the air.
That's good.
That's good. You the winner. You the winner of the free. You the winner of the free trip to San Domingo. You the winner of the free trip to San Domingo.
Really?
Yep. All you gotta do is give us your name, your social security number, your checking account number, your driver's license number, and your passport number, and we'll send you a ticket so you can get a free trip to San Domingo, round trip, 7 days, airfare, hotel, everything included, taxes and gratuities paid.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We need all your information.
No, none of that.
What?
How are you? What's good? What's goody? What's good on the Keeping It Real with Jason? Huh?
We chilling. We just a bunch of lonely men on this show.
Lonely what?
Lonely men on this show.
Okay.
What's going on with you?
Well, so actually, do you guys want to speak to Isaiah? Well, my son. Isaiah! Come here. You're on the show. Finally. Come here. Everybody is listening. So what is your YouTube?
I don't do my YouTube anymore.
What do you mean?
No, I'm not doing my YouTube anymore.
Okay, do you want to say anything?
No. Hi, everyone. My name is Isaiah. And
Isaiah.
And I like to describe.
Can you tell us a joke?
Okay.
Do you know a joke?
No.
Can you tell us? What's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show is, I don't really have a favorite TV show, but I have a favorite movie. My favorite movie is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, and why is that?
Because I like that he shoots webs around saving people.
You like what?
I like that he uses his webs all around and he saves people.
Oh, okay. Well, Spider-Man, hey, that's as good a superhero as Superman, Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody else. You got to have a hero.
Yes.
So yours is Superman. Right? What is his superpowers?
His superpowers is using spiderwebs. That's why his name is Spider-Man.
Spiderwebs?
Yeah.
And what do you use the spider webs to do?
He uses his webs to go around places faster, and he uses it to save people from falling, save people from something dangerous like a villain trying to attack a person. Spider-Man can use his spider webs to block the villain in and save the person.
Oh, okay. Well, it's always good to have somebody, a superhero, to look up to. There's nothing wrong with that. Mine, when I was young, mine was Gigantor. If you a little bit too young, you gotta Google. When you get off the phone with me, YouTube or Google Gigantor, and you will see Gigantor. That was my superhero when I was young. Gigantor with a G. And I'm sure you'll like it. All right, look.
Bye-bye.
Anything else you want us to know before I let you go? How old are you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 10. I'm going to be 11 in November.
Okay. You got a birthday coming up. See if I can get Spider-Man to come to your house. When my daughter turned 5, I had Dora the Explorer to come to our house. So we're going to have to see if we can get Spider-Man to come to your house.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, young man.
You too.
You too. Hello?
Hello.
This Miss Spider Woman?
Nah,
Spider Woman?
He wanted to be on the air. He popped out.
He's still on the air.
I know. I'm saying. He copped
no,
out.
No, you. You still on
I
the
know
air.
I'm on the, I know I'm still on the air. I'm just saying, my son just copped out.
I'm talking about you.
What about me?
What you got on?
T-shirt and panties.
Who? A what?
A song and a thong.
Yeah, okay.
You fully
dressed. Whoa. All right, look, let me let you go. I'm getting ready to end the show in a minute. Thank you for being such a sport. You know what I mean? Thank yourself for coming on. All right.
He actually coughed out. He really
okay.
wanted to talk about the Army, but.
It'll be all right. We'll bring him on next week. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
San Domingo. Ah, well, we're going to conclude the show. We're going to conclude the show for the evening, y'all. We had a little bit of fun tonight. We had Stacey K on in the beginning of the show. That was very informative, and we just had fun. We just had fun for the last hour. That's all. That's what it's all about. It's just about having fun. That's what it's all about. Having fun on a Friday night. With everybody home doing nothing. And I had to fill in the space. I had to fill in the whole hour, and I did it. I made it. Not too many people could do that. But we did it. So we'll be, so tomorrow night, don't forget, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. Everybody tune in. Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself with Forrest Nance. Very, very, very good podcast. Very good podcast. And then we'll be right back here next Friday. Hopefully we might have Monday nights with Dre Star, and maybe we have Tuesday nights with Point of Impact. If not, we'll be right back here Friday night. So until then, I want everybody to stay safe, enjoy yourself. I'm watching Jackie Robinson. I'm going to finish watching Jackie Robinson, and I want everybody to enjoy. Let's see, can we go out with a nice song tonight? A nice song. Let's end up with a nice song.
some of you on Youth Roundup and were diagnosed with cancer, call the number on your screen.